Okay, so the learning today should be as chusi as well as chus for a refuah shlema. No, for an ilu neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem and Zion. Also be as chus for refuah shlema. As well as a chus for all those in the makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those who are risking their lives to protect it. So today we're going to start a very off the beaten path topic, which is really going to be mainly Kabbalistic today, although by the end of it, he'll get into some practical halachas. But today it's going to be a little bit more Kabbalistic. So we're on page 424, the topic of giluach, the topic of grooming. And he's not going to talk about that a person should wear deodorant, because that he's going to cover really under, that's really under the geder of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. That's why you should be ben adam ha-chaveiro. You should put on deodorant. But here he's talking more about taking haircuts and things like that. He says, cutting your hair is proper as part of Kavod Shabbos and Yontif, meaning you're mekayim that mitzvah. You shouldn't come into these days when you're not in a proper appearance. So if a person's hair is growing out very long, then Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Yontif demands that a person get a haircut. Well, if he soidon shel devarim, and here, as I said, he's going to get into the Kabbalistic side of it. He says, according to the secrets of these things, shasara is heim bechinas hadinan, that here represents elements of din. Roi lizar mahoy the galeach cholerev Shabbos. A person should be extremely careful to do it, to cut your hair every Shabbos. Kedei shaloi. Not to give strength to evil forces that might be shaylate over him as a result of having this hair. And you should be careful to take a haircut before Chatzos on Friday. So again, whatever that means, but there's the idea that the Sitra Achra has more koyach Shabbos afternoon. If you remember, the Rav talked about this. Okay, so continuing, he says, "Vigam no." Therefore, we're warned to be careful with this on Friday when you're busy preparing for Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, so there you have it. Savai Reb Yehuda Chassid, not to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Then take the haircut on Thursday. Rachmira the Sakanta, you have to be careful. The Chamira the Sakanta, you have to be stringent when it comes to Sakana. And to be concerned for the view of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, which says that a person on Rosh Chodesh should not take a haircut or cut his nails. It's a sakana. B'yizar be'es ha'teglachas. Also be careful during the time that you take a haircut. K'she yipo misaras roisha elav tekef yinar oisim elav. So again, these are continuing to be Kabbalistic ideas, but that when a hair falls on your shoulder, you should immediately, as quickly as possible, brush it off. So you're wearing the smock that the barber puts on you. So as soon as you can, maybe you're under the smock, try to knock off the hair. It shouldn't hang out on you. Now we're going to talk about using a Jewish barber versus a non-Jewish barber. It says, in a place where you have a Jewish barber, you're not allowed to use a guy. That's actually less Kabbalistic and more halacha. It's Kabbalistic in basis, but this is something that's actually brought in halacha. From a Kabbalistic standpoint, the reason why it's a problem is that the guy removes the tzelem elikim from you. So he says about himself, he says, I, meaning Rebbe Eliezer Papa is talking, he said he only had Goyish barbers. So what he would do is he would only go to the barber once a month on the 15th of the month. Why? Because he basically, I'm sorry, rather every 15 days, sorry, instead of once a week, he would go every 15 days. Why? Because he basically said like this: on the one hand, I need a shave. On the other, and cut my hair. On the other hand, I have a Goyish barber, and every time I go to the Goyish barber, it's a pigam in Tzelem Elikim. So therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the lesser of two evils, which is to go less often to the guy. Even though it's possible to fix this, the heart is trembling. And let's say you have no choice but to go to a guy. He says, here is the intent that you should have. That you should keep in mind and concentrate. Again, you don't want a pigam in the Tzelem Elikim. So you concentrate on the name of Hashem while you're getting the haircut. You think Aleph, then Aleph Lamed, then Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, and then Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. V'yaymar kodem agiluach, and you say a pasuk before the haircut. V'yivra elikimas adam etzalmai betzalam elikim barasai. Again, these are all takanos to not be a pagam in a person's tzalam elikim. Acha teglach esarch litol yodav, and then back to halacha again with kabbalistic sources. But again, halacha that you have to wash your hands three times after you take a haircut. Omi mitzad davar atichish shishma. From what has been said, you can understand. He loytay vayisam amegadlim saraisham shal bneiam agidaylub lenoyel atachsh liyos mesalse b'sar. Right. Says you have people that let their kids let the hair grow very long. Besides for the fact that when the men are sitting there styling their hair similar to the way a woman does, that that's a problem of gever. But besides the iser, he says, also, you have to allow the hair of your head to fall to the ground to remove the influence of the evil judgments. He says, it's actually always beneficial to get a haircut and keep your hair short, except during the days of Sfira. During the days of Sfira, it's actually proper for a person not to have his hair cut from Erev Pesach until Erev Shavuos. And there are people in shul like this that you see they grow their beards out from Pesach until Shavuos. Basically, they're holding the entire Sfira. And even after Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It's proper to conduct yourself in order to please God. And you should always stipulate that blineder, that it's proper thing to do regarding any practice. Okay, so before I end it there on a Kabbalistic level, let's bring it back a little bit to just regular psak halacha, basic halacha. So even though I'm going to quote the Ari now, but it's going to be something based in halacha. He says, V'kasvu gurei ha'ari, the Talmidim of the Ari wrote, shebashasak iluach, that while a person's having his haircut, yichavein she'ena maniach lakif pasroi shalashchis pasrikonei l'kayim asaras bare. So we're familiar, there's an iser in the Torah from rounding a person's beard and rounding the corners of your head. Certain areas right behind the ear and at the corner of the beard. So essentially, the Talmidim of the Arizal were mechadesh. Normally, an asay is something you proactively do. I actively shake lulav and esrig. I actively eat matzah. And a lav is something I simply refrain from doing. I do not do malacha on Shabbos. I do not eat chametz. But there's no proactiveness in a lav. A lav is basically sheve al tase. The Talmidim of the Gro of Mechadesh, that there is a lav that a person can proactively do, which is when you're getting a haircut, if you actively watch that the barber should not cut off the corners of your beard, that's considered actively I'm fulfilling a mitzvah loy saseh. And that's what he's saying here. You're mechavin, I'm going to catch, make sure the barber does not do this lav on my hair. And that is actively fulfilling a mitzvah loy saseh, which is a little bit of a chiddush. Ubezech chashav kilu kayim haloy saseh b'kum aseh. A chiddush, you can actively do a and be mekayim mitzvahs leisasei. Vein aloy gloimer kodem agiluach, and he now, Rebbe Lozer Papa, was saying, I have the practice before I get a haircut. I say l'shem kutcher brichu shchente arei nimuchan legalech saras roishi lechvoy Shabbos. I'm cutting the hair in honor of Shabbos. Vani muchan liyizar milahakif peyaz zaken lekayim mashamar torles akiv pas roishkem leisachkas es pas zekenecha. And I'm also going to be careful not to be over this lav. Akol kasher lakol lasis nachasrech liyatz. When all is done this way, then the intent is to please God, to cause, going now we're in time advira world a little bit, but to cause things that you do down here have impacts in Shemayim, that all this he had a minuk to say. So the bottom line is, we're shaving anyway for Shabbos. So the one takeaway that I encourage all of us to do is, and it's really very simple, but it just takes a reminder, which is before you shave and before you take a haircut, just stop and say, I'm doing this l'kavod Shabbos, and I have intent to be mekayim the mitzvah of not destroying the corner of my beard. If you simply think that, you are going to now take basically be elevate the action that you're already doing anyway. We always talk about you're doing things anyway with a little bit of forethought. You're able to elevate it and actually make it something additionally special.